I mentioned that one of the main reasons that I'm having this discussion is because of my concern for the people in power, the people of influence who are not being properly influenced. And as a result, run the risk of really having eternity turn out bad for them. But also, out of my concern for the people who have presented themselves as Christians and have chosen, have determined not to lead the people of influence down the way of life, and instead have their own agendas, their own political agendas that are designed to make life miserable for millions and millions of people, while they encourage the political leaders and others to continue doing wrong, to continue defrauding people out of their wages, to continue making it harder for people to vote, and on it goes, making it more and more difficult for people to live healthy lives physically because they're working hard to support those who say, hey, look, we want to get rid of health care for all Americans. And on it goes. Supporting those who are really gung-ho about using the worst types of energy resources that pollute the land, the air, the water, etc., and as a result, contaminate our bodies. There's a concern because God is going to hold everyone accountable. And I'm focusing just on those two groups right now. All of us will be held accountable for how we will have lived. Ultimately, with it coming down to how we either embraced or rejected God's command to submit to his son, Jesus Christ, and live a lifestyle worthy of his son, Jesus Christ. That's ultimately what it comes down to. But all these other things that we do, the rest of what truly spells out our lifestyle, tells a story about where we are with our relationship with Jesus. And there's no question. Jesus said it so clearly. We will be judged for every deed, for every word, and for those of us who say that we're Christians, the Apostle Paul made it very, very clear that we all will also appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And when you read that, you know, you begin to dig a little bit into that. And he's talking about the judgment seat of Christ, talking about the fact that we will appear before that judgment seat. That word appear is making it clear that we're not just going to be standing in front of Jesus and he looking at us. That will be happening, but there's going to be a lot more to it. As we appear, the Lord Jesus is going to be taking into consideration everything we will have done, everything we will have said, and every motive, every true motive behind everything we will have done and everything we will have said. He's going to be judging us very, very, very harshly. And you need to keep in mind, only some of us experience the Lord Jesus as Lord and Savior. But we all will experience him as Lord and Judge. Lord essentially meaning master, ruler. Only some of us experience him as Lord and Savior, the one who rescues us from the power of sin and from the eternal consequences of sin. But we will all, whether Christian or non-Christian, we will all experience him as Lord and Judge. And for those of us who have decided that We want to make it our business to get the ear of the political leaders and others. We will be held responsible. You will be held responsible for how you handled that opportunity. People who are genuine Christians, who truly love God and His ways, will be far from hypocrisy, and they will truly love God's righteousness, God's version of righteousness, true righteousness, not our own righteousness, not the standards that we decide are important, not the standards that we decide we're going to live up to and everyone else around us needs to live up to. It's part of the reason that the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and other religious leaders of the Israelites were in so much trouble. They decided that the standards that God had put in place were either not good enough, not strong enough, not stringent enough, or they were just too demanding. So they made their own standards. They came up with their own righteousness. And the Lord Jesus let them know how far that was going to take them and in what direction it was going to take them. No, we got to go about doing this God's way for the sake of our eternity as well as for the sake of His glory. We've got to do this right. We have got to care about the people that we are influencing. Yes, these politicians influence a whole lot of folks. They make decisions that impact the lives of more than 300 million people. How about those of you who are influencing the politicians? What does God have to say about the influence that you have on them?